Well, now that's a great lead-in. We talk food every Wednesday. My great friend is the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose. No Dishes podcast host, Food Truck Friday community organizer. It's Jordan Davis. How hot do you like your stuff, buddy?
You know, it's funny. So I've been my buddy brought by some really good hot sauces. Typically, I'm not like super spicy. We've talked about it on here before.
Yeah, you're a sweet barbecue guy.
What's that?
Said you're sweet barbecue, baby.
Yeah. But I really enjoy like hot sauce on my egg. So the dude that like does the stuff where he's like, put that on a cracker, dude. He's got, if you know what I'm talking about, he's got a line of hot sauces. Tried that, and there was this other really good like garlic pepper one that I put on my eggs this morning.
I'm not sure why anybody would want to sign a waiver for anything they ingest. I never got that.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not doing the one chip challenge. I'm good on that stuff.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And plus my body at this age can't take that abuse. It can't take that abuse anymore. Anthony Richardson's done for the year, so that means he'll be hanging out in the sling after shoulder surgery. Well, let's have some fun then, since all the Colts news this week is bad news, but thankfully you're here. It doesn't matter what the season is. Let's eat ice cream. That sounds like fun. But the season for food trucks is going to be over. This is the penultimate week for Food Truck Friday, so all of you procrastinators out there, please, please, please be aware you only have this week and next week left.
Yeah, only 2 weeks left. I mean, right now we've got a high of 62 on Friday, so it might be all right. But we've got a really good lineup of trucks and music this Friday. We have Don't Call Me Betty, the local legends. They're going to be playing from 5 to 6:30. And then Shorin out of New Albany is going to be coming up doing 6:30 to 8. A full lineup of trucks, a Rapa Burger, Planted Bloomington. I finally got to try them this past Friday. Really, really good stuff, even if you're not vegan, vegetarian. The food is absolutely delicious. Weaver's Barbecue, La Poblana, Ellie Mae's Barbecue, Fried Hoosier, JS Thai Food, Pinoy Garden, Una Mas, Little Bowl, and, of course, Chocolate Moose. This Friday, 11 to 8 at Switchyard Park.
There you have it, kids. A little music, a little fun, a little food, and everything else. It's homecoming on the campus of Indiana University. The homecoming parade is in the afternoon. Hoosier Hysteria as well. If you want to stay out of the quote-unquote restaurant scene because you think it's going to be a packed weekend with homecoming and all of that going on, well, Food Truck Friday, 11 a.m. Try a little lunchtime. Have a little lunch fun. Down there as well. Enjoy some music. How much does it cost to show up to Food Truck Friday again?
Free to attend every single time. Yeah, only two left. Free to attend. Come spend as much or as little as you'd like.
And we prefer a lot. Homecoming, home football weekend. Does that mean you're super busy?
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely get, you know, you get your people that part of their trip back is, oh, we got to go to the Chocolate Moose. We've got to check it out, you know, visit. But yeah, we're expecting to be busy. Nothing too crazy. We do have some scaffolding going up in our building, but we are still open through all of that. There's some signage, so hopefully people don't drive by, see the scaffolding, and think we're closed.
What are you scaffolding?
So the apartments, when they first built those apartments, they didn't do a super great job. So they're redoing all the exterior brick. the apartments had quite a bit of leaking. Fortunately, we have dodged any leaking on our side of the building.
Well, you're good. So your customers in line down there haven't had to dodge any falling bricks either, I hope.
Yeah. No, we're not. Nobody's making it rain at the Chocolate Moose.
Well, at least outside. That's exactly right. What else is happening in the foodie world that you need to update me with? I've had a weird week. I feel like I was on vacation all of last week. I cannot get into any groove. I cannot get into any work groove, life groove, anything. I just feel disjointed this week. I usually have stuff for you. Like, I'm like, whoa, wow, did you see this was happening? I have nothing. I'm going to let you take – here, you're auditioning for the job. Don't ask what it pays, but it's all yours. Take it away.
All right. Well, I'm here with my guest, Mike Glascott. We do this every Wednesday at 3:30 here on WGL.
You're hired. Mike, you're hired.
But yeah, man, I mean, I've been making my rounds, and maybe not quite as much as usual. I actually did some grocery shopping and did some cooking, which is insane for me, but it's been good. But yeah, even with that said, I was able to get some chicken tortilla soup that they're doing with a really good grilled cheese over at the Hoosier Barn Grill. I do my Wednesday night bingo over there, and it was fantastic. Buffalooey's, I'm not just shamelessly promoting them because our first episode of season 5 of the No Dishes podcast comes out next Tuesday morning with Ed Schwartzman, and it's a really, really great episode, so keep an eye out for that. But I went over there. They had no idea it's me. You know, I get my sweet bar, my sweet Q wings, and I've heard complaints in the past, and I've seen it too, about the wings being smaller, you know, and like, oh, they're not as big as they used to be. These were honkers. These were big boys. They were meaty. They were juicy. I've always still enjoyed Buffalooey's, but this was a return to form as far as the size of the wing. So if you've been discouraged by the size of your wings before, I encourage you to go back and check them out again, because that sweet Q sauce is unmatched, and the wings were right there with it in quality.
Jordan Davis always making me hungry. You have new neighbors across the street down there at Walnut Street. Have you had a chance to stop by and say hello yet? Bring them a little welcome to the neighborhood ice cream?
I have not. I need to. I've been, my plan is to hopefully get over there for lunch tomorrow. It's K-Bop, K-B-A-P.
Correct.
It's a Korean place. There where Sofer Cafe used to be. But I will, I'll do my homework. I'll get over there selfishly, I might add, you know, for you guys, not for me.
Oh, you're taking one for the team. That's right. Right.
Yeah, it's what I do. so I'll make sure to get over there and report back next week. I did. I think we talked a little bit about Vivency last week, but I went there last Friday for lunch, and they've got this thing that was unlike anything I've had in Bloomington. It's like a corn pancake with this really soft cheese and then steak. And it was one of the best things I've ever had. You know, that's Vivencia over there in College Mall where the Bowl used to be and before that Burger King. It's the same ownership group as El Ranchero and La Una Cantina. And they also have the Maru Venezuelan Bakery that I just wrote a review about on No Dishes. But Vivencia over there doing Latin flavors, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Was very impressed with my two visits I've had there so far.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Again, taking one for the team, going out for the people. So we can break it to you here, and you can be ahead of the game when you walk in and see, hey, what's going on? Oh, wow, this is delicious. What is going on? Fun stuff. Jordan Davis, always every Wednesday just after 3:35. Everbowl, what the heck is this?
Sorry, Everbowl?
Yeah. Oh, I got you. That's good. Either do I. New place.
I feel
on
bad.
Kirkwood.
I rarely get me.
I don't know where this is either. I'm checking the Google Maps on it because I think I walk downtown a lot, and I think I do. I mean, two or three times a week. This is going to be around Lenny's, perhaps upstairs or up the block a little bit. So
yeah, it looks like Carol wrote an article for the Herald Times covering the K-Bop Cafe and then Everbowl, but I do not. Unfortunately, I don't have an HG subscription. So, but it looks like, from what I could tell, the Everbowl is like they do, like, it says craft superfood, doing like fruit bowls and things of that nature.
Dairy free, gluten free, vegan bowls. There you go. If you're into that, and I'm not breaking any news here that I'm not into that. So we'll check it out on our next trip down Kirkwood. We know Sweet Green is down there as well, so we've got anything that's good for you, anything that's bad for you, and all things in between. So that's exciting. Where's the Pancake House? When are we going to open the Pancake House? Don't you have people over there?
We need to get it up. I was up there at the stadium dropping off some ice cream. I've never been on that like mid level. I've always been lower. The Memorial Stadium's got incredible views when you get up to that kind of mid level.
Heck yeah, buddy.
And I could see where the Pancake House is going to be from there. But that's how I'm tying this all together. but yeah, I mean, I can't wait for that place to get open up there at the old Denny's at Walnut and the Bypass. Or I don't know, College of the Bypass, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, Lincoln Square Pancake House will
where
hopefully become.
Where are you?
In the meantime, we've got some great local breakfast options like Bedrock and Cloverleaf, Village Deli, and Runcible Spoon.
Let's eat. Let's keep eating. There's no point stopping now. So this whole grocery shopping thing, what brought this on?
Just trying to be an adult, I guess. Everyone has their own what that entails, but I'm just trying to be smart with my money, my health, and trying to find a little more balance than what I've had previously, which has been very, very one-sided. And when I say that, I mean 100% dining out, which is how I got this gig in the first place.
Well, it's a job hazard, right? That's just part of it. I would cook every day if somebody brought me the ingredients and then cleaned up when I was done.
Yeah. My whole thing is no dishes. So I felt like such a hypocrite doing dishes. But you know what? You gotta make sacrifices sometimes.
Good for the environment.
But I also was able to make it over to Fat Dan's twice in the last week. I did their pulled pork and mac and cheese, which is really great. And then my cousin, he's an IU soccer ref. He was by on Sunday after the game, and we got to meet up at Fat Dan's. He's a ref, but he was doing the soccer game. And we went over there, and we split a rack of their ribs because I'm never in Fat Dan's on Saturday or Sunday, which is the only time they do ribs. And, dude, we split a full rack, and I'm trying to, like, pull my rack over onto my plate. And the bone just comes – I had to, like, dump it over. It wasn't even – like, there was no – the meat wasn't clinging at all. It was some of the most tender ribs I've ever had. And I know some competition, you're supposed to – stick to it some still, you know, it's not supposed to come clean out, but I loved it. It was incredibly tender, incredibly flavorful. Shout out to Marty and the gang over at Fat Dan's for the work they're doing over there.
Get your hands off my rack.
Radio kids.
It's all around us. It is all around us. Where have I eaten recently? Well, I had D'Angelo's last week, and you got to go on Monday, right? But they're doing a big fundraiser this week as well. So if you missed Monday, which is buy one, get one, pizzas and calzones, they are, and I'm scrambling to find this because we try to get help out with the fundraisers going on, but they are doing a dine and donate all week. We know some folks, like our friends down at Buffalo Louis, did a dine and donate for my son's elementary school on Tuesday, so that was very cool, and we try to support everything we can. So D'Angelo's, as I scramble to finally get there, New Hope for Families. They're doing it through started on Monday, and it will run through Sunday, and a portion of all sales will go to help out the homelessness and helping children and families impacted by it here in Bloomington. So sometimes we need a reason to go out. You and I don't, but if you haven't been to D'Angelo's in a while, that would be a great way to get involved. You can feel good about your belly and feel good about helping our community as well.
Yeah, they have some great food. I've talked about it before, and people are always shocked when I say I eat salad. But they've got one of my favorite salads over there. They're kind of house salad with salmon added. It is absolutely phenomenal. D'Angelo's, the pizza is great too. You really can't go wrong over there with their kind of Italian/Creole menu.
No, you can't. And thankfully, my family eats like birds. And when we get buy one, get one free, I get the get one free and the leftovers of all of it. So... that's why I'm sweating constantly. I did go out today for about an hour and 15 minutes, so I'm trying to get back into eating shape for the eating season. That's right around the corner. What do you know about Speakeasy Pizza? I've seen it popping up in places here in Bloomington over the last couple of weeks. I know they're from Orleans, but they sniffing around, having some fun. What do you got to do to get them to the final food truck Friday?
Yeah, so it's funny. Matt, one of the owners there, he messaged me yesterday. So they had been at Food Truck Friday. They came to one of the Visit Bloomington concerts with what they called their trailer, which was Knucklehead. So that was Knucklehead 1. And then they actually got in an accident because of a semi on the interstate. The whole thing got totaled, and it was brand new. They had only done a handful of events. They finally got Knucklehead 2 up and running. It's bigger. It's better. And they came up for the Indiana Comic Expo or Toy Expo at the convention center. They were serving on Sunday. I didn't get a chance to go over there. But hopefully they'll be joining us for Food Truck Friday soon. If they can sneak in for that last one next week, I don't know. But they'll definitely be back next year. They've already come to some. Their product is absolutely phenomenal. So I can't speak highly enough about Speakeasy Pizza and the product that they make.
And those are our friends down in Orleans. For those of you food truck addicts, food trucks will be out in other places. They just will not be as organized on every Friday. Is that how that works? Do the food trucks run most of the year, or do people lock them up and say, we'll be back in spring? I know you don't speak for everybody, but what's the general feel? You went through this last year, I know. What's the general feel about when Food Truck Friday ends?
Yeah, so some of them shut it down for the year. Others will, you know, still do events here and there. But you have your ones that are still very consistent. Donor Kebab still sets up on Kirkwood all the time. Peely's there on Walnut in between 4th and Kirkwood. Rapa Burger's been setting up over by Jiffy Treat on the east side. So there's still plenty of food truck options, even once, you know, they shut Food Truck Friday stops for the season.
There you go, folks. Jordan Davis knows all, and he joins us every Wednesday, even in the off season. So we talk about other fun things and seasonal food and fun like that. Are you a Halloween candy guy? Are you ready for Halloween?
Please, of course. Yeah, man. Any
well, Halloween's like every day in your world, because you can just take whatever your favorite candy is and throw it in the blender, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not good for grazing. It's like, ooh, I feel like a little Kit Kat, and it's right there at my disposal. Like, ooh, some gummy bears would really hit the spot right about now.
We should individually wrap all of those.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't think I'm going to I think the one time I'll get to dress up is a chamber event tomorrow. So maybe we'll see some pictures of me in my wonderful costume there. But I don't get to do too much dressing up. I do get a DJ at the Root Cellar on Friday night on the 27th. I'm doing a 2000s throwback dance party, and I use the DJ name DJ Torchcone. I always like to change it up. So the tagline is, it's going to be hot. Can you handle the drip?
Oh my goodness. What do you wear? Really like a big, like a big orange traffic cone? What's your garb for that?
Oh, for the DJ? I don't know. I'm just going to DJ. I don't have a costume for that one. I might wear what I'm going to wear tomorrow. And what I've worn the last couple of years, which is this penguin costume I have, just because I'm kind of round and I kind of waddle. So it kind of just works out. It's not much of a costume. It's just more, you know, accentuating my already there features.
People ask me all the time if I'm wearing a costume. I know exactly how that feels. I got over to Da Vinci's last Thursday. That place was hopping. It's only open for dinner, which I've been tormented by a couple of times, and I've walked over for lunch and the doors are shut and the thing is closed down. That's delicious pizza as well. So if you want to try another, they've got the super hot oven. Boom, it pops right out. Great salads, great pasta as well. So that's a new one. I hadn't been to Da Vinci's in a couple of years. Heard a bunch of people yapping about it. So all right, I'll go. And we had fun. And the portions are ginormous. So if you like that, had a little chicken parm as well. Very, very tasty. Did not have room for ice cream afterwards. That was the only disappointing part. How is the pumpkin flavor of the month flowing at the Chocolate Mousse?
You know what? I'm not just saying this. I'm down at our warehouse right now, and I was just speaking to
Give
Elijah,
me a bucket. Give me a bucket.
Yeah. I was just telling him right when I called in, this is the best pumpkin ice cream he's ever made. It's a little bit more, we tweaked the flavor to be a little more pumpkin pie-y than just pumpkin, and we put a little bit of graham cracker in it. My buddy came by and dropped those hot sauces off I was talking about, and Lovey and I were like, dude, you've got to try this, but you got to do it right. So we get him a scoop, you put some hot caramel on it, you put some whipped cream, you put a little more graham cracker, and he texted us later that night. He's like, I've been thinking about it, and he said that was the best ice cream I've ever had.
Well, there you go. If that doesn't sell it, nothing is going to sell it. Who doesn't like pumpkin pie? A little bit sweeter. Regular old pumpkin, I think people get, I don't know if they like pumpkin. I think they like the idea of pumpkin, but pumpkin pie? Oh, there we go. Now we're talking. All right, costume DJ, bingo caller, podcaster, review writer, radio co-host, show guy. Get back to work. Tell the gang we said hello. Don't work too hard on this homecoming weekend. Food Truck Friday. Friday from 11 to 8. Music, the penultimate Food Truck Friday. Come back next week and join us and make me sweat again. Hungry, hungry hippo style.
Absolutely will. Last shout out to Elm Coffee House. You think of Elm for dinner, but I went to the coffee house, did their salted maple cold brew with a chocolate chip cookie. It was phenomenal. Thanks so much, Glass. I'll see you next week, buddy.
That's my man, Jordan Davis. He gets it all covered for us. No Dishes Podcast. Learn about the ins and outs of the restaurant and bar business here in Bloomington. No Dishes, he writes reviews for local restaurants, and he joins us every Wednesday to keep us up to date on the food scene.